USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One company working to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus says it won't be ready before Election Day. In a statement Friday, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla said it may not be until late November before the company has all the safety data needed for possible approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey apologized again on Friday for the tech giant's handling of a New York Post report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted that blocking the story was wrong and that company policy has been updated. President Trump weighed in on the controversy on the campaign trail. He told supporters in Osceola, Florida, that he would look at removing protections the tech industries enjoy over the controversy.
The government is giving them something that no other industry has. So they no longer can say, oh, freedom of speech. That's not freedom of speech. They've been given protection, and they've abused that protection.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New data shows the United States has now seen 8 million coronavirus cases. The numbers from Johns Hopkins University show over 218,000 people have died due to COVID-19 since the pandemic began in March. 21 states, mostly in the Midwest, are seeing new highs in weekly cases reported. If there's a deal on a coronavirus stimulus bill, the administration is confident they can find the support among Republicans to pass it. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. He tells Fox News that it'll be difficult to implement a package before the election.
Secretary Mnuchin is negotiating a deal. If Speaker Pelosi wanted a deal, I think we could round up enough Senate Republicans to get a deal. But 3 weeks to go, less than 3 weeks to go, I don't know.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. That measure would provide $500 billion in funds for the Paycheck Protection Program to help businesses keep employers during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Americans are continuing to return to stores as retail sales improved in September for the fifth straight month. The new data from the U.S. Commerce Department showed retail sales increased by 1.9% last month, more than double the increase seen in August. Much of the growth came from clothing, auto, and sporting goods sectors. Warnings were made to cities hiding those in the country illegally, and now arrests are being made.
The results of a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
And a record number of Americans are taking advantage of opportunities to vote before Election Day. According to new numbers compiled by the U.S. Elections Project, nearly 21 million Americans have already cast their ballot, which is already 15% of the total votes that were cast in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.